Rebooted everything, should be okay. Podbean is a strange one. We've had this problem. One of the reasons that we didn't stay on Podbean because of this problem exactly. We'd have so many shows we'd have to reboot. I'll try to just keep that. I'll be honest. Since when we were on Podbean, I got in the habit of rebooting everything before every show, which gets a little bit frustrating, especially when you're doing so much work when so many screens open. But we'll do it, and we'll endure it, and we adapt. Couple updates before we get going here. As we all know, we're currently bumped off of YouTube for a week, okay? And that's because I did the horrible thing. I feel so bad. I said in a video on the 18th that Sleepy Joe didn't win, so they slapped me down. And then I said on a video on the 20th that we should reject the face diaper protocol, which said that I'm apparently in violation of the WHO's policy. Last time I checked, I have no accountability to the WHO. I account myself to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and YouTube can bite me. But anyway, we have to play by rules. So here's what we're working on, Patriots, and aggressively working on this. So be a little patient in the coming weeks, in the coming next week or so. We're going to, as soon as we can get back on YouTube, we'll be there. But in the meantime, by tomorrow, we should be able to have an email sign-up sheet available, and we'll give you all of that information by tomorrow. That'll allow everybody to start getting a consolidated email for us so we can share any sort of disruptions or relocations, right? Like we're dealing with now. So that'll simplify that. So we're kind of, and I totally admit, a little bit behind the curve on that. We had some problems with the new server and website, and then I got busy doing these podcasts and we didn't get that corrected. So that happens. All right. But we're fixing it. So be patient. And I'll put that word out. And then all I ask is that you can help us spread that word far and wide. We still have the chats of the shows that YouTube won't let us play, but they're open. So we'll be posting in there as well. So that's a good thing. And we'll be pressing it out on Gab. .com, which is where we're going to be kind of our primary social media. Now, here's the deal. A couple things. People have been asking about different platforms, and I love you all for suggesting, but we're going to fix it in one go, all right? So this is what I'm going to tell you. I've looked at all the platforms. I've spent all last night looking at the platforms, and I've had people looking at the platforms, and I know everybody has their preference of alternatives, right? Like I think DLive is one, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they're good options, and we hear about some emerging options coming up. Here's what I'm trying to set up right now. We're trying to get a singular home for Bards. That means it will be on my server that I currently have. I set that server up in November, and we're going to have a one location for Bards. That means we'll have streaming, and I'm trying to get live chat on there, and then we'll go from there. Now, we will be replicating those shows on other platforms as they evolve, but we're wanting to create a singular hub for Bards. That's the most important thing. And there's some other stuff we'll be adding in there. It's going to be pretty cool as we go along here. So just hold the line, right? Hold the line, because it's all coming and we're working as quickly as we can. I think as you've seen with everybody, we all try to plan ahead as we're trying to do content development, and we can only move so fast. And then when it finally happens that you realize like, holy cow, they are really going to rip away. There's that account on YouTube is incredible. I mean, we're at 186,000 subscribers now. And we want to make sure everybody has a single location to go. And we're working on that. Now, just to kind of dovetail this, with regards to the issues of Gab TV, and that's a good one, but I want you to understand that a lot of the things you don't see are some of the limitations that we're dealing with. Gab TV only allows for 120 minutes of uploaded content a day. There's over 200 episodes of Bards FM, okay? And one episode alone around here, okay? One episode alone like this is going to be, at the end of this show, be 45 minutes. So we can't even run the full scope of the programs that we're running now, all right? That's an extremely important point. So we can archive stuff over on Gab, and we'll do that day by day. I'll start doing that probably tomorrow. We'll start populating a channel. We'll try to get BitChute caught up for people. So there's different places you can go. But what we're looking at is a singular hub where everything will be, where you can go to, right? They'll be live when we have it. And that's it. So there won't be any more issues. So they could deplatform us. They can do whatever. I mean, not deplatform, but they can take us off of other sites, but it's not going to succeed because we're going to have one singular home. And that's the decision I made through all this research last night. It's like, okay, this is where we got to go. So that's the answer. Be patient. All things are coming in this storm, and we're positioning well for the new republic. Yeah, I did say that, the new republic. Look, Patriots, what I want to talk about this morning really is, it's a concept of, someone asked timeline. Next couple weeks. Patience. It's coming. We're moving. We are literally moving. I'm talking to people and they're helping me out. We have an incredible network of incredibly talented Patriots, and we're doing it. So we're on it. And it is truly a moment of God's winning, because even this morning I was looking for somebody and talking to a buddy of mine, and he's like, man, have you talked to this dude? And I'm like, no, I haven't talked to him. He goes, I've got to get you hooked up. He's been asking how to get in the fight, and he follows your show and he wants to help. And I'm like, ooh, he's got the talents we need. There you go. There's things like that, it happened. So here we go. All right. So this is what I want to talk about today. And we're going to pivot off of an important passage, which is Galatians, and I'm going to have to tighten it up a little bit here a second, because we're going to be dealing with Galatians 7:6-11. Okay. Patriots, right now in this storm of chaos, and yesterday was kind of a gut punch, it was a gut punch to everybody. We felt it. We all kind of took a step back and we're like, oh my goodness. And today the flurry of things are happening in the media, and we hear about how the world is transforming and we're going back to everything that we detested. Everything we fought for is seemingly right before us, and it's all supposedly being stripped away. And this is where we have to take a breath. All right, right here is where we take a breath. And this is it. What we are witnessing right now is literally kabuki theater. How these pieces exactly line up, we're trying to figure out, and we have a strong indication on an incredible interview we did with Jim Pugh that's on the YouTube site, and it's under the name of By and For the People. It was posted on the 19th on the Bards FM show, and it now has over 316,000 views. So that should give you an idea. Here's how I see those videos. When you have a video that takes off like that, it's basically one of two things. Either it's something completely goofy that everybody just finds a resonance with, or when you get a video that based on interview and content, because I've done a lot of interviews, what you witness is people resonate with the truth. And we are, that is what part of the awakening is that we can resonate with truth. We feel it, we know it when we stumble upon it, and we share it, because we're not going to share something we know is not true. When people say, well, that's the term they like to use is hopium. Hopium doesn't have, when you're doing content and you you produce, if someone produces a, you know, wonderful, there's going to be rainbows and unicorns type video, Hopium doesn't carry that traction, because ultimately that hope is not, doesn't resonate with our inner truth, and it kind of fizzles out. And I do mean that. I've just done this long enough, and you can kind of see those moments when it's just hits so hard at truth, something takes off. That video or that podcast, to have done that well, that quickly, with the content that's there, that Jim does an incredible job of detailing everything of what we're currently facing. So I leave that to you to discern, to listen, to decide for yourself whether that is factual, whether that is hopium. Me, I think that Jim has laid out exactly what we're looking at, and I think that time will very soon reveal that. Now, that said, when we're looking at the events in D.C., which we all know, if you've done any research, D.C. is literally a city-state controlled and owned by the Corporation of the United States of America and controlled by the Vatican Bank. Those important pieces, because there's also the city-state of London. And if you look at the events of how things happen and what where banking is and where the military wing is of the Vatican Bank, you start to see how this is all coming together. Now, for some that's new, spend some time on that episode I told you about, and you'll start to see how this model's coming together. But what's more important when we're looking at DC for the moment is to put together the anomalies that don't reconcile. All right, so let me give you a few of them. And these are things that if someone's skeptical or they think that, you know, this isn't going to be true. There's more, we've been told promises the whole time. It's like, okay, I agree. There's been a lot of hope and promises put out there, but let's take a breath and let's look at a lot of these anomalies. All right. Here's a couple of them. There's a video that is circulating, and it was passed to me from a Telegram account. And we haven't been able to confirm what vehicle it was filmed from, but we have been able to determine with a high measure of probability that it was filmed from the Biden, the caravan of cars, motorcade, thank you. And the motorcade, and from the motorcade, what we see is about 2/3 of the soldiers turning their back to him. Now, I want you to think about this a minute. Understand what that means. If you do that to the commander-in-chief as a man in uniform, man or woman in uniform, you are now saying you disavow. This is not a small act. As members of the armed forces, you are literally disavowing your commander-in-chief. Now, what wasn't reported? If that's actually true, meaning that Joe, Sleepy Joe, is truly the commander-in-chief, why isn't the media carrying the story? Because that would rock the nation, literally. Instead, it's being suppressed. Explain to me that. And this is an anomaly, right? You have to look at these anomalies when you look at events. So that is a real event. It happened. Even if it was a set of cars that wasn't in the actual presidential car, it's a series of vehicles, and they are disavowing that. The Pentagon literally right now would have been in front of this story in the media saying we are taking action against these soldiers, and the FBI would have been investigating potential insider threat. That is an absolute truth, what I just told you. So that piece right there is an anomaly. And again, you have to put it up on the board and you say, okay, this is a significant event, but there's no explanation for it other than something's off here. Okay, I'm not even drawing conclusions of saying, you know, I do believe we watched Kabuki Theater, but I'm just laying out some things you have to look at when you look at these events. All right, so here's another one. This is one of my favorites. During the entire course of the campaign with Sleepy Joe, and even now, I would like someone to explain to me what happened to all the mega hitter A-listers that so detested and hated President Trump that they couldn't stop screaming at all. And you tell me, explain to me why they were silent during the summer. And even now, after Sleepy Joe's in office, they're still silent for the most part. I'm sure there's some that are popping up here or there. But the point is the main body of all these people is gone. Again, a critical anomaly you cannot discount when you're looking at this intelligence model. what I'm showing you here, Patriots, is there's a way to look at information that is critical when making assessments rather than jumping to conclusion. Okay, very important. So there's another one. There's a couple other anomalies. For example, there's about 30,000 plus soldiers in DC. To our knowledge, we still have 30,000 plus soldiers there. If they leave, there will be a pretty significant and very obvious set of footage that will come out of people around DC that will be filming that. And we've seen none of that, even though there's pretty much an information lock on the center area in there. So by all indications, unless we have active current intelligence from the ground, all the perimeter areas show that there's no exodus of soldiers. That's a lot of soldiers. And I've heard that there's more than 30,000 now inside the ring. Okay. Another question. Why are the Democrats not screaming bloody murder about having a military surround them and encase them? Very important question. Okay. Here's another question for you. If Sleepy Joe is really the official president of the United States, where were all the dignitaries? There is not a single presidential election that doesn't have dignitaries. Where was the military parade? Where were the dignitaries? Where was all of that? Are we simply going to pass this off as, well, this is a COVID environment? If you're going to fall for that trap, then stay with the mainstream media. They're going to enjoy programming your brain. Important anomalies you have to look at here, okay? If you want to get a really interesting anomaly and you have the courage to accept that truth is not always what you're being shown, take a look at pictures of Sleepy Joe himself. Compare pictures from about 6 years ago and look at pictures throughout his campaign and to just before his campaign to now. And just compare the photos and be honest with yourself with what you're seeing and ask how it's possible that certain key features of the facial structure can change, including things like his hair, how it can go from a full head of hair to this stringy, slingy hair. Just asking, right? These are questions you have to ask. And while you're at it, you might want to dig in and see the lawsuits been filed by a former body double expert who is claiming that we were being shown a false candidate, which is, again, possible, okay? There's also something we're working on right now. This is a non-confirm. I have to stress this, a non-confirm. But we are looking at the video yesterday that is showing that he was signing his EOs. And here's what's important. You remember, President Trump is pretty masterful. Remember when he signed his EOs and he'd always make a big deal about the black pen and big signature, and then he would hold it up and show it to the press? It's important. Like, look here, right? If you look at this video carefully, and we're working on this story right now, and there's a lot of, we're doing other corroboration with this. It's just interesting to note that all of the pages of these EOs are blank. Now, I know that they've posted up on whitehouse.gov and all this other nonsense. There are other places that those EOs have to be filed and registered officially. That's where we're looking right now, and things don't happen right away. So we'll see what happens, but it's an anomaly. And it's an important anomaly. Another important anomaly is, why did Sleepy Joe arrive in DC on a private aircraft? And then you have to ask the next question is, who was paying for the security which was there to pick him up? Was it Secret Service? Who's paying for his security now that he's in the White House? Right? These are very important questions, because in the end of the day, when you overlay all these with Jim Pugh's interview that I mentioned, you need to listen to if you haven't, you start to develop a very different picture. So Patriots, it's 11 minutes after. It's our daily 10-11, 1-11 on the East Coast prayer. So please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, on this day where we are standing with you, we are humbled ourselves before you, and we are so grateful for this time in which we live. Lord, we are challenged in many ways at this moment with an evil that lives and feeds on the concepts of deception and division. That is truly the greatest weapon of war that they have, and we pray each day for the greater levels of discernment and clarity in all that we do. Lord, please give us sight as we face this haze of distortion, which they try to win our will and have us manipulate into our free will to give ourselves into what is truly darkness. Show us the light, Lord, as we are able to follow that path clearly through a windy road, and help us find truth in the midst of all of this as we listen to you and are able to hear you clearly, and ultimately give us breath to speak truth to the world. Lord, we are reminded of this moment where our focus in this world is to re-empower the spiritual wealth in which we have within us, to separate ourselves from the manipulation and distortions of the material worship, and instead find ourselves more solidly placed within your light, within your fold, and the unity that we share with one another. We pray for our president, President Donald J. Trump. We pray for our leadership. We pray for our patriots, and we pray for those in the military. We pray for all of the American patriots that are standing true to this time, standing with you above all, in God we trust, and standing on the foundations of our Constitution and the right direction for this nation. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So this is an important point, patriots, that part of what the Luciferian left likes to do is like just to play on the knowledge that they have kept from us. And some of that knowledge requires some deep digging. So to that point, after when this podcast posts, which will be approximately 10 minutes after we finish the live, there is a link under this podcast, as there is a link under this morning's, and I'll make sure they're under each of the podcasts since yesterday, that you can click on that will take you to a document. It's a document that the Bard's team has put together. It's a consolidation of our Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. This is a free download. It all comes from our National Archives quality, the National Historic Database. So these are accurate copies of the original documents. They're formatted into a nice one PDF with a built-in table of contents, and it's free. So the idea is we're trying to encourage everybody to make sure you have a copy of these documents, you've downloaded it, and in doing so, you can take time to read it. This morning's episode, if you have time to listen to it, if you have not, I read the Declaration of Independence fairly well without too many mistakes too, because it's not an easy document to read, by the way. But my point of all this is we are trying to dedicate time to truly become educated on the principles of the Constitution and how this country was built. It's essential, patriots. I can't stress this enough. And no time, there's never ever been a time more important than now to know the Declaration of Independence and to celebrate that right here and now. So I have one, before I close out, because I do want to close out with Galatians 6, 7 to 11, but I want to make a special note, and it's one of our mods' birthday today. And this is Adrian, our mod. So we're going to play a little heavy metal rock and roll to celebrate. So let's sing, let's give happy birthday to Adrian for about a minute. Ready? Go. There we go. Awesome, patriots. Thank you very much. And Adrian, happy birthday. All right, so patriots, let me close with this. And this is Galatians 6, 7 to 11. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. This, to me, this passage, it's just literally popped up in my feed yesterday, resonates so deeply with the path that we are currently on. We literally have to hold to that line of sowing for the Spirit, because it's through there that we reap eternal life. And it takes patience, and it means literally, in simple translations, hold the line. It's so important. So right now, Patriots, what we are shifting from is a place where our entire world was laced and woven around a principle of material worship. Everything about us was built in one way or another on conflict, strife, scarcity, and material worship. And what we're shifting to is a world that will quite frankly look very similar. In fact, this is what we've been talking about for so long now, is this Exodus. We're literally shifting to a world that will look very similar, but how it is shaped and how the priorities in that world come together will define how that world is. And that's on our hands to decide the decisions we make. So we are looking at a world going ahead where, if we listen to Galatians and what we look at what we have been building in this Patriot movement, it's a movement built on a concept we might call meritocracy, where it's built on the merit of what we do, but it's in the process of always putting the Spirit and the worship of God first, and that we're honoring each other for each of our great gifts and what we do and what we do with them. But it's not driven towards the principle first of worship of money or so forth. I talked a bit about that this morning, and I'd encourage you to continue to explore those ideas, because it's a very powerful moment that we all have to make a choice. So that is where we are, and that is a place we be. And it's a place always to live our life by, because as we do that, it's unlike where, you know, this is the part of churches that drives me crazy, is the offering plate. It really does, because it has nothing to do with a tithe. It's not about money. Sometimes it's just people giving time to something because they want to. But where we're working into a world right now is a place where we're literally coming together as patriots, unified, standing together, and working together to elevate each other. No, there is not money tied to that. And that's the whole principle here, not money tied. I just saw someone says, like, are you asking for donations? No, I'm not. I never do, and I never will. Okay? That is not the place. I don't believe in that. What I'm getting to here, Patriots, is very simple. We do what we give and what we do by choice. And we come together here in places of shared values, shared vision, shared place. And in this, we share an experience. It's in a wonderful place. So I respect and honor all the Patriots that are here. I have deep love and respect for everybody that is here in this movement. And together, we stand together, and we're literally transforming the world in a new way of being. It looks very similar to the old, but where does our priority of spirit sit? Our priority of spirit sits here, first and foremost, before us, in us, and through us. It is a place that everything we do, we work through God to amplify his message, his gifts to us, to bring a better place into this world. What it is here is truly a unity of spirit and unity of love of God and love of country. And that's the most powerful possible thing we could do. So I thank you all, always, for all that you give and all that you continue to do, not only to support this channel, but to support this nation. We are fighting together. We are in this together, truly. And right now, more than ever, we have to hold the line, hold in God, press deep into him, and not waver. He's there. He's fighting for us, and it's epic. And I truly believe, Patriots, that no matter what courses this take, I have no doubt in my heart that we will be getting our country back in a way in spades because of the simple words in Galatians. It's The one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So important. And let us grow weary. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Don't give up. Hold the line. Look for truth. Don't be deceived by the tools of deception that the left and Luciferians love to do so much. In the end, God wins. Have a blessed day, Patriots. Head up, eyes forward. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Above all, keep God before you and in you, and never stop praying. What an amazing time we have to live. I'll see you this afternoon at 2:30 for the Storm Dispatch. And just so we have a quick update on that, Storm Dispatches now are being formatted so that we are doing in the afternoon, we're doing more news related to Patriot actions, meaning the protests or defiance, organized efforts to promote unity and strength and foundations in the Constitution. At times that might take the form of even reading founding documents. The morning show of Storm Dispatch for this time being right now is dedicated towards going through our founding documents. So this morning, for example, we went through the Declaration of Independence. Tomorrow we'll probably go through some of the Founding Fathers' writings, and we'll continue to do that each day to provide knowledge and empower our faith as we go forward. Have a blessed day, Patriots. Until later this afternoon or the next time I see you, God bless, and out for now. Every night you sing the blues, always wishing it was you to hold the crown, the one they talk about. Pacing around in your room, all your reasons stuck like a loop beneath your shoes, holding you back from you. Pushing it out when it's pulling you in. Never been closer now to what it's all been about. When will you figure it out? You're unbreakable.
Pushing it out when it's gone. talking about.